stout.
Meaning he's...
He's just big and husky looking.
Okay. All right, a man who always has a smile on his face and something nice to say about people, you would say he's a very...
Polite. Friendly.
Okay. A boy, maybe 13 or 14, who's walking around. When he walks around, he always bumps into things.
And clumsy.
Yeah. A person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a...
Fool. Stupid.
Yeah. If you call somebody a fool, would that be a strong thing to say?
Not really. It depends how how you put it out. Like you can go, come on, fool, or you fool.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard people say that there's something in the Bible, some injunction against using that word?
Yeah. If you call, I think it says if you call a man a fool, you're the fool.
I see. Okay. A man who has a lot of money but likes to hang on to it, you'd say he's a
miser.
Yeah. Think so. Too.
Greedy.
Okay, well, tight anything?
Tight. Tightwad.
Tightwad, okay. If I use the word common this way, she's a very common girl, what would that mean to you?
Plain looking, not all that good, not all that bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it just has to do with her appearance?
Like, the way I take it is common, looking homely, no makeup, not very stylish in her dress.
Mm-hmm. Would it ever necessarily have anything to do with her morals if you'd say she was common?
She'd probably be a lot stricter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Say an older person who's still able to look after himself, maybe cook for himself, and can still get around. You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
old.
Well, referring to the fact that he takes care of himself, he gets around.
Liberal.
Okay. This word, say if the children are out later than usual, the wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Scared.
Okay.
Concerned.
All right. You wouldn't say she felt easy about them, you'd say she felt...
Hard.
All right. The same word, easy, used as a negative. She feels
at ease.
Well, she's not.
Not at ease.
Or
upset.
No, I'm trying to get UNESEASY.
Uneasy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. A child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's what of the dark.
Scared.
Okay. Do you have a name for a child who scares easily?
Scaredy cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baby. Sissy.
This phrase I'm looking for, you might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
Was afraid.
All right, another way of suggesting the past.
Has been.
Or use.
Scared.
Okay, she's not afraid now, but she used...
To be scared.
Whole thing.
She used to be scared.
Okay. What would be the negative of that phrase, used to be? You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she...
Used to be.
Say it again.
He's not to be.
Right, okay. And a person who leaves a lot of money out in plain view with his doors unlocked, you'd say he's awfully with his money.
Free.
Or he's not careful. He's
unconcerned.
Okay, another word that begins with the care. He's
carefree.
Or
careless.
Yeah, okay. What about this situation? If I have a relative, I might say about it, well, there's nothing really wrong with so-and-so. It's every now and then she just acts a little...
Strange.
Okay. Would you ever use the word queer in that situation?
Yes, queer also.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that word's changed meaning from that?
No. It's just somebody different.
What do you mean?